Hello and welcome. You're listening to the West Clay Realty Podcast, hosted by Scott Pollard and Joe Kempler.
Hello and welcome to the West Clay Realty Podcast. My name is Scott Pollard. I'm your host from West Clay Realty. That's our banner. That's our title. And as you know, these are informational podcasts to help you learn a little bit more about things that happen during a transaction, whether you're buying or selling a home. And today we have a guest from a title company, Centurion Title Company, Teresa Conley. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to pick your brain a little bit today about why, how, what happens with title. So I guess let's start with, because we do have clients come to us sometimes and say, well, why do we need to use a title company? Answer that question for us, please, Teresa.
Okay. So I sell title insurance. And what Centurion Land Title does is we do a title search. We work to ensure that people buy their homes with peace of mind. So what is a title search? It's a thorough and accurate search of public knowledge of rights to the property. So we search for judgments, liens, open mortgages. The title work will show who actually owns the property. Sometimes who actually shows up on the commitment is not the same person that actually signed the listing contract. So we're just making sure that all the public records are accurate.
Because sometimes we run into this situation where the search comes back and there might be a seller that doesn't realize they might have an unpaid contractor bill. And the contractor, instead of contacting the homeowner or for whatever reason, sometimes they just put what's called a contractor's lien, if I'm correct, on the property. And that property cannot be sold until that lien is satisfied. Correct?
That's correct. So my team works hard to, if you have a common name, then that judgment or lien may not even be yours. So then at the closing table, you can sign an affidavit stating that that doesn't belong to you. But we do have the owner of the property provide their social security number. So that way we can do a thorough investigation to make sure that everything's cleaned up.
So when we go to list a property as a realtor, we tend to work with people like yourself that are experts in your field. We know a little bit about title, but when people ask me hard questions, I say, hey, Teresa, can you handle this one for me? And there have been many situations where it's maybe a divorce situation and there's both people's name on the title. And, you know, the term clear title, I guess, is what we want to hear. There's a clear title when you hear back, okay, there's no liens, there's no judgments, there's no mechanics liens, there's no contractor liens or anything like that. So what is something that maybe someone can do before they go to list their house? Is there something they can do to assure that they come back with a clean title?
Yeah, they can pay to get a title search done, even if it's not listed. That's roughly $150 just to see what actually shows up on title. There are sometimes situations where a property was left to the heirs and, you know, let's say four different kids, and maybe one of those kids, the quote unquote bad egg judgments, you know, so those judgments would attach to that property. So those would all need to be cleaned up before that property could be sold to the buyer. Or let's say the parent left the property to three of the four kids for some reason. And then that fourth kid comes out, you know, several years later saying, hey, I own this property. Well, you know, the title insurance will protect the new homeowner. So that's why it's so smart to get title insurance.
And that's one of the services you provide is that insurance and assurance that the transaction will go through smoothly, even if there are issues with family members or exes or whatever you might have.
Yes.
The title company takes that responsibility. And people sometimes are thinking, well, I can just go for sale by owner and I don't have to deal with all that. But these are things that become very big legal issues. Am I right?
Yes. So just like, you know, you pay for homeowner's insurance, you're paying that every month and hoping that nothing goes wrong. Well, this is just a one-time, you know, payment at the closing table, and it protects you for as long as you own the property. Pretty much a no-brainer.
That is a no-brainer. And for the people out there that may not know how much title insurance costs, what's a typical policy, or is it based on the size of your home, or is it based on, how many problems you may have with your home.
Well, I do have my rate sheet right here in front of me. So, you know, both usually the title policy is paid for by the seller, but that can be negotiated in the contract. Usually there's seller paid fees as well as buyer paid fees. Depending on whether or not it's a cash deal, the buyer's closing costs would be less expensive if it is a cash deal. That title insurance policy, though, that usually the seller pays depends on the sales price of the property. Good thing with Centurion is we offer a deep discount to that premium that that seller usually pays. As long as they've owned the property within 10 years and we get a copy of their owner's policy from when they purchased that house, then we give 30 to 40% off the premium, which is pretty impressive.
Well, and that's part of why we work with you. Not only are you the best, but also because of our relationship, we can pass on those discounts to our clients, and that makes them feel a little bit better about saving money, whether they are stuck with some of the fees as a seller or if they're splitting mm-hmm. some of the fees as a buyer. So we appreciate that. We've had clients that say, well, I can just go through my attorney and do this transaction without going to a title company. Do you have a rebuttal to that as to why it would be better to use a title company as opposed to just going, hey, my attorney can handle this?
That's a really good question. I don't hear it very often. For the most part, if it's getting financed, it has to, you know, go through a title company and have a title insurance policy. If it's a cash deal and it's going through an attorney, really, if you're a buyer in a cash deal, your closing costs are only roughly $400. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure why they wouldn't want to get a title insurance policy.
Well, for the reason I would say they would think, it'll save me money. But as we've discussed, it's an insurance policy. It is something that seems to be a no-brainer. I try to talk people into that when they're saying, oh, I can just save money and just use my attorney. Well, your attorney most likely is more expensive than this title company is going to be. And they come without the detailed title search. They come without all the services that you provide as a title company. When you go to closing, and this is for the client's perspective, but when you go to closing, a good title company, you go in and they sit you down and they start explaining what each fee takes care of and what the process is, where the numbers are going. And that's something that I love handing over to you guys because as an agent, I do know how to go through a closing disclosure. I know how to go through all these things, but you guys do such a great job of explaining each detail of where this is going. We're paying your property taxes in arrears in Indiana. That's how it works. And those type of things that your closers handle so well, which is why we've come to you quite often. In my opinion, the agent's job is to facilitate the fiduciary duties of introducing my client to people like title companies, mortgage companies, people that I work with. And we've said it a bunch on this podcast, how we only work with the best because we feel like we are the best. And mm-hmm. so we refer people that we trust, and we get those referrals in return. And so when it comes back to the attorney situation, it's easy for me to have confidence to say, hey, how about you just talk to the title company? Come over here and just email them or take a phone call. And you guys give such great advice. What are some things that maybe people do leading up to that are mistakes? Are there anything that you could say to people like, hey, maybe don't do this going into a transaction, either on the buyer or the seller side, either one? Are there anything that comes to mind?
Right now, wire fraud is huge. It's been a big issue for the past several years. And with this pandemic, it's only gotten worse. So if you're going through a transaction and you're purchasing property, make sure that you confirm your wiring instructions with the title company. That's always a smart thing to do. We do send our wiring instructions through a software called Certified, which insures the wire up to $1 million. But that's a big, scary risk right now. That's really common. That's going on. A lot of people don't like how they have to pay an upfront fee to their HOA association, but it is what it is. There's several different larger size HOA companies that require this upfront payment, and a lot of people don't like it, but it is what it is. We do, you know, prorate the taxes. Like you had mentioned, they are a year in arrears, and Indiana is a little funky like that. So it's complex, but make sure that the taxes are up to date from the settlement date. The assessments on like the sewer and water assessments. Now those are paid yearly. So that shows a little differently on the settlement statement. But you had mentioned if there's anything that people need to do, your realtor is your guide. And your realtor, for the most part, has a great partnership with the title company that they're partnering up with. So trust your realtor. But then again, if you ever have any complex questions, feel free to reach out to your title company, because we're definitely used to all this. Mobile closings are very common, especially with this pandemic.
Go into a little bit of detail about what you can do with a mobile closing, because I think people sometimes don't understand. They think, well, do I drive through somewhere? And also just being mobile to, say, a different office instead of all of us having to come to your title company and meet there. What are some of the things you've done, especially during the pandemic? But even if there's no pandemic,
sure.
Talk about that a little bit, please.
Sure. So mobile closings, a lot of times people can't come to this title office here in Carmel. Let's say, you know, they're out west on vacation or working. So we can hire a mobile closer, a notary, to come to your client, your seller, your buyer, wherever they are, and have the documents notarized as well as witnessed. And then, so really you can do a closing anywhere. However, it's best to try to attend the closing at the title company, you know, for in case the settlement statement was wrong and it has to be resent back to the lender or any issues. I mean, it's best to be at the title company, but we can make a mobile closing happen for you. That's for sure.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Please.
Oh, it's okay.
Can you go through a power of attorney closing? So let's say that somebody's out west and they think, you know what? I don't really want this notary coming to me, or I just can't be at the closing physically, whether you come to me or not. I don't want to be around people right now, or they just can't physically get to the closing and they decide, hey, you know what? I'll do a power of attorney. Can you explain that?
Sure. Yes. So if you can't sign your documents for some reason, you can have a power of attorney. If you don't already have one in place legally, then our attorney can prepare one for you. And that cost is roughly $75. And a lot of people don't like to have their realtor be their power of attorney. Mm-hmm. You can have your husband or friend or anybody be your power of attorney and just sign the documents for you.
And personally, I've been through where I've watched a husband sign for the wife. I've watched wife sign for the husband. I've signed for both as power of attorney for certain clients that were out of town. They already got transferred out of state. So I signed the power of attorney for them. Are there any situations where that's been a problem? I know that you've said there are people that say, well, I don't want my realtor to have the power of attorney. Have you run into situations where there's been issues with that, or does it just go seamless? It's a little bit extra signing for the power of attorney, for the person doing the power of attorney. I know that because it is a lot of extra signing.
Sure.
But have there been problems where people have trusted a realtor and the realtor does wrong?
None really come to mind. However, first and foremost, we have to get it approved by the lender to see if the lender would approve a power of attorney. Mm-hmm. It's up to them. But if it's a cash deal, we can make it happen.
So there
also
is.
That there can be issues with a mobile closing being, you know, out west. That mobile notary that we hired, we trust to get the job done, you know, maybe they miss a signature on a document, or maybe they don't ship the package back to us that evening and we have to wait another day and we're waiting on those funds to then help that seller purchase another property. So those become challenging at times.
Well, and during this pandemic, I know personally we've done many transactions where the buyer side party and their agent will be in one room in the office there, and then the seller side will be in a different office. Shoot, we even closed outside one time when the weather was nice. We were sitting out there, and that closing didn't go particularly well because there was issues with the mortgage company not releasing some documents correctly. And so we were sitting outside, and I was dancing with one of their kids for a while.
Right.
A lot of title companies, I guess, would accommodate that. But again, we go back to Centurion time and time again, because you guys provide a lot of options for us when things come up, and things tend to come up. You guys seem to always have a good solution and get through them for us.
Thank you for acknowledging that. We try to do whatever it takes, you know, even if it's after 5 o'clock, if it's Saturday, try to do whatever it takes to make the deal happen, close smoothly, and get it done.
Teresa, is there anything else that you think that maybe a novice or somebody that's going to sell their home for the first time or buy their home for the first time that you think maybe they should know about titles and title companies, or do you think we've covered everything? I mean, not everything, but, you know, the surface.
Right. I think that a first-time seller, a lot of times they don't know about that discount that they get at a title company, right? It's not like when you're buying the house for your very first time, it's not like they're saying, keep the owner's policy that comes to you in the mail in a month or two. Make sure that you keep that because, you know, when you go to sell this house within 10 years, you're going to get a deep discount. That's something kind of cool and good to know that a lot of sellers don't know. And a lot of times realtors don't know if their title rep doesn't educate them on that. So that's something good to know. As far as buying, your cash closing costs are less expensive.
If you can afford to just drop, you know, $400,000 on your new house. Yeah.
Right, right. Have a good realtor that negotiates those closing costs for you. Mm-hmm. Make sure that your seller is splitting your closing costs. But that's all on the contract. That's probably negotiated as you're putting in your offer.
Well, I can tell you from my experience, I was a realtor before I heard anyone talk about the Indiana homestead exception.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was very upset that I hadn't heard about it from my realtors that I'd used, because since 2003, I'm in my sixth residence since 2003 in Indiana, just in Indiana. So there's been multiple purchases and sales and no one ever mentioned it. And then I became a realtor, and during realtor school, I learned about this. And then I went into a closing where some clients had no idea what a homestead exemption was and how big of a tax advantage that can be. Do you want to Sure. touch on that really quickly, just without going too far into it, or did I?
Oh, no, I can kind of shed some light on what a homestead exemption is. So if you own your property and you live in it, your main residence, you need to have a homestead exemption in place. This reduces your taxes. If your homestead exemption isn't in place, then your taxes can go up quite a bit. Centurion takes care of both your homestead and mortgage exemption for you. A lot of title companies don't do that. So that's definitely a service that we're pretty proud to offer. If you're at a title company that doesn't take care of those exemptions for you, you purchase a home, you change how you hold title, you refinance your home, you need to make sure that those exemptions are in place by December 31st every year. And even if you were to close at Centurion and we tell you that we're doing it, you should still call the county and confirm that it was done, because you don't want to miss out on that and pay a lot more fees and taxes.
That reminds me, I just refinanced my house, so I need to go check and make sure my homestead mortgage is in place.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you very much. I think we've covered the basics of titles, title work, title companies, and services that they provide. Thank you very much, Teresa Conley from Centurion Title here in Carmel, but also locations all around the Indianapolis area. And thank you very much, Teresa, for being on the podcast.
You're welcome, Scott. Thanks for the invite. Have a Merry Christmas. And if anybody has any questions, they can feel free to call me, text me. My cell phone number is 317-690-5966. And my email is tconley, so T-C-O-N-L-E-Y, at centurionlandtitle.com.
I got that in my head already.
That's a lot of letters.
I have your business cards.
Okay. Thank you, hey, Scott.
Thank you for listening to the West Clay Realty Podcast. I'm Scott Pollard. This is Teresa Conley. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed the West Clay Realty Podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and ask questions. Who knows? Your submission may be discussed in a future episode. Thanks for listening.